Welcome back to Product Hunt Daily on Bree Radio. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today we're looking at major AI launches, including xAI's new Grok 4.6 and an open-source engine for running language models fully on device.
Plus new names in continuous testing, mobile observability, and AI meeting infrastructure, along with several fresh Product Hunt launches for prototyping, transcription, and family health.
That's a packed lineup. Let's get into it.
OpenAI released Grok 4.6 on August 12, 2026, pitched as a model built for long-running agents and more ambitious interactive and visual work. It builds on Grok 4.5, and xAI says it holds up on complex multi-step tasks like researching an unfamiliar domain, working across a codebase, or turning a broad product idea into a working first version, with more self-testing and verification before moving on, and stronger first passes on visual and interactive work than Grok 4.5 typically produced. Those are xAI's own test results, not independent findings. It is available today in Cursor or Grok build, plus through the API and partners like OpenAuto, Vercel, and Cloudflare. Pricing is unchanged at $2 per million input tokens and $6 per million output tokens. A fast variant costs twice that, and Grok build and Cursor include double usage for the first week. A Product Hunt commenter confirmed the upgrade kept those same rates. On xAI's reported benchmarks, Grok 4.6 scores 61 on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index, a composite of 9 benchmarks matching GPT-5.6 Sol at 61, with Grok 4.5 at 56 and Fable 5 Max at 62. Individually, the picture is mixed. xAI reports Grok 4.6 ahead of Grok 4.5 on GDPVAL, Cursor Bench, Deep Stablish Shui, Frontier Code, Apex Agents, and Terminal Bench, but behind GPT-5.6 Sol on Deep Stablish Shui, Terminal Bench, and Apex Agents, and behind Fable 5 Max on several of those too. Also on device inference, Nobody Who is an open-source engine built on Llama.copp for running large language models fully locally. Its maker, Pierre, says it is free, needs no API keys, and makes no cloud calls, claiming the team spent months making local inference production-ready across 6 platforms and frameworks: Kotlin, Swift, React Native, Flutter, Python, and Godot. It runs open-weight models in the GGUF format, including Gemma, Qwen, Mistral, and LFM, handles image and audio input, transcribing speech with Whisper, and synthesizing it through Supertonic, Pocket TTS, and Kokoro backends. The maker says tool calling is type-safe, with the grammar generated automatically from a function signature, so the model cannot return malformed JSON, and a conversation-aware preemptive context-shifting feature is meant to keep long conversations from hitting a message-length wall. These are the maker's claims, not independent results.
And the community discussion flagged real open questions about daily use. One commenter asked what first inference looks like on a mid-range Mac with a model like Qwen 1.5 bytes, and whether the engine is ready for daily use or still a weekend experiment, while another asked whether the Godot support targets local NPCs or game clients that should not phone home. So there is a gap between the production-ready pitch and everyday behavior.
For developer audiences, the maker notes GPU acceleration works through Vulkan and Metal. Models download from Hugging Face or any URL, and the project is licensed under EUPL-1.2 with demonstration apps for iOS, Android, Apple Watch, and Vision Pro. Shift into testing. Checksum AI launched as an AI-native continuous testing platform for teams shipping faster than manual QA can keep up. It generates, runs, and auto-heals end-to-end and API tests on every pull request as standard Playwright code committed to the team's own repo, so there is no proprietary format or lock-in. Founder and CEO Gao says AI coding tools solved generation, but not verification, a problem he saw at a previous startup. On each pull request, one agent detects changed code and generates or updates tests automatically without handwritten selectors, and a second agent classifies each failure as either a real bug or a broken test from a product change. Real bugs route to Jira, Linear, or Slack, while broken tests are fixed autonomously, and the suite triggers from a pull request, the API, or MCP. The founder-reported outcomes are significant. Counterpart, an agentic insurance platform, runs a 10 times larger QA team on Checksum at less than half the cost of one offshore developer with no production outage since. And engineering manager Ron Askin confirms the cost is under half an offshore developer's salary. Soderberg and partners went from zero to full coverage in weeks and reclaims 90 hours of manual testing a month, and Postalize cut bugs by 70%, sped up engineering cycles by 30%, and reports zero flaky tests.
A commenter who works at Checksum adds that the hard problem is making the system distrust its own passing tests, recounting the agent refusing to update an assertion and filing a regression as a product bug after a routine front-end change. So the trick is not just catching failures, but knowing when a passing test is actually wrong about the product.
And in mobile, Bitdrift launched Bitdrift AI, which it calls the world's first agentic mobile observability platform, a real-time, full-fidelity system that lets AI agents query mobile user behavior and act on it autonomously, triaging, investigating, debugging, and fixing issues as they happen. It is built on the Bitdrift public API and a set of skills giving agents access to everything happening on customers' devices in real time. The company contrasts this with existing mobile observability, which it says relies on heavily sampled and stale data because multi-day app release cycles, unreliable network connectivity, and scale and pricing limits restricted telemetry collection. Bitdrift couples a real-time control plane with local on-device storage, and the control plane can add visibility to an entire fleet without a release or app store approval. On results, Bitdrift states early users report faster investigations and a 10 times improvement in mean time to resolution. It also publishes a case study quoting ThreadUp's Valery Kuznetsov, saying the company can now support 90 to 95% of customers experiencing minor problems versus the 20 to 30% before, with the headline saying ThreadUp resolves 60% of mobile issues with Bitdrift AI. Those figures are company-reported claims, not independently verified.
One small team that migrated from Firebase and has used Bitdrift since January reported smooth integration into existing pipelines and real-time identification of issues, a useful community signal for how it behaves beyond the company's own numbers. ProtoNote is a product hunt launch pitched as a way to share AI-built prototypes and get feedback pinned directly to the page. The maker built it solo, and the workflow is straightforward. You drop in an HTML prototype, an image, a PDF, or a markdown file, and you get a shareable link. Reviewers don't need an account at all, just a name, and they leave notes pinned to the exact spot on the exact version, with notes and replies triggering notifications.
The privacy angle is worth pulling out, because that's a genuine differentiator for a feedback tool. The product site says it's free and private by default, visible only to the people who receive the link, and that multiple uploaded files can become pages of one project, with folders and a permanent home for everything.
And the claimed differentiator on top of that is a Claude connector. It runs as a remote MCP server, so a user can say, make this a proto note, and get the share link back in chat, then ask Claude to pull the open notes and apply the changes, with the new version publishing itself. That automated loop of pulling notes and applying them is the part that remains untested in the supplied discussion. The pricing is clear. The free tier includes three active prototypes with unlimited reviewers, unlimited notes, and email notifications. $10 a month adds unlimited prototypes, folders, version history, and view tracking. Reviewing stays free either way.
The community comments are impressions, not verification. But two reactions stand out. One commenter said, "Pinned feedback feels saner after years of scattered screenshots and vague fine by me replies, and another called Contextual Comments Connected to AI Workflows, a smart way to speed up the build and improve loop. A product owner moving from Figma to Claude Code called it a lifesaver for stakeholder and tester feedback.
Allowed, launched on Product Hunt by maker Waji Tadrabi, is a free macOS app for Apple Silicon that turns spoken feedback into tasks for coding agents. It's positioned for developers working with Claude Code, Cursor, or Codex, and the maker's argument is that the brief, not the code, has become the bottleneck.
The recording flow is where the skill shows up. You hit record and talk through your app while voice, screen, and a live transcript are captured together, with the recorder hidden from the video. When you stop, Aloud rewrites the messy transcript into what you actually meant, keeps only the decisions you stood by, and asks about anything ambiguous, one question at a time, anchored to the line, with a recommended answer and one alternative.
Then it pulls the frames you were pointing at, crops and captions them, and builds a plan with tasks sized for one agent in one work tree, labeling some for a fast model and others for reasoning. You can copy a single task or export the whole session as one self-contained HTML file and drop it into Claude Code, Cursor, or Codex.
On privacy, the maker says transcription runs on-device whisper, so audio and video never leave the Mac. Only the transcript text goes out, and only when you ask for cleanup. The community feedback is individual impressions, not verified results. But one builder said the bottleneck stopped being the code and became the brief, and that Aloud captured feedback they would otherwise spend minutes typing, with the screenshots that would have made it obvious. Another said the pointing feature alone saves a lot of time by removing the need to describe where something is.
MeetStream AI launched on Product Hunt as a unified API and infrastructure product for AI meeting agents. The makers say one API captures 50+ real-time data points per meeting from Zoom, Google Meet, and Teams, per participant audio and video, live transcripts with speaker attribution, participant events, and the full meeting lifecycle over webhooks, plus a voice infrastructure layer so an agent joins as a participant with scoped permissions, listens, speaks, and calls tools while the call is happening.
Phone counter Siddharth says the bet is that meetings will stop being human-only rooms, and he lays out the market signals. Zoom's CEO wanting to send a digital twin to meetings, Microsoft reorganizing teams around human-agent teams, Firefly's reaching a $1 billion valuation and giving its note-taker a voice, and Gartner's forecast that 40% of enterprise apps will ship task-specific agents by the end of this year, up from under 5% last year.
The positioning hinges on one contrast. He says nearly all existing products still work by capturing the meeting and summarizing it afterward, while MeetStream agents update CRMs while the customer is still talking.
The CTO, Navaneeth Truas, pitches the architecture as the differentiator. It keeps orchestration and the meeting seat in one platform, unlike what he calls typical three-vendor stacks that stitch together a MeetingBot API, a hosted voice platform, and injected UI. It supports pluggable speech-to-text, 1,000 and text-to-speech models, naming DeepGram, Assembly AI, OpenAI, Gemini, 11 Labs, and Sarvam, plus a pipeline mode with the wake word, Hey MIA, or a real-life's models.
ThingGut for Mac, launched on Product Hunt, is pitched by its maker as free, 100% private local transcription. All speech-to-text runs on-device using the Mac's local hardware, and the maker says meeting audio, financial discussions, and internal strategies never leave the machine, with no cloud uploads, no recurring subscription fees, and no per-minute caps.
Instead of adding a bot to the attendee list, it captures system audio directly in Zoom, Google Meet, and Microsoft Teams. And the maker positions it as more than transcription, a complete knowledge engine that ingests live meetings, local audio files, PDFs, whiteboard photos, YouTube links, and web clips, synthesizing them into one searchable AI-powered second brain.
It ships as a DMG installer with one file for Apple Silicon and Intel Macs, and after installation, you sign in and start recording from any app. The intended audiences listed on the site include students and academics, technical and advisory professionals, business professionals, content and media professionals, and on-the-go and accessibility users.
The discussion welcomed local processing and staying out of the meeting. One commenter called on-device transcription exactly where this category needed to go, and another congratulated the team on its sixth launch and on still giving the app away. But several points remain unanswered. A commenter asked whether HiNote records both sides of a client conversation and whether consent is required. Another asked what leaves the Mac during cross-device sync, and another asked about battery impact. Her My Brand API just launched on Product Hunt as a white-label API for B2B SaaS. A single call at sign-up using just a work email or company domain pulls back that customer's logo, brand colors, a description, and a ready-to-apply theme so every customer account looks branded from the first login.
The endpoint is a post-to-brand retrieve, and HerMy only reads the domain. It never stores the mailbox name. Every returned field carries its source and a timestamp. The colors are described as contrast checked, and there's a fallback that leaves the SaaS's own theme intact if something goes wrong. The maker also says the description is useful for pre-filling customer profiles, suggesting relevant features, and shaping onboarding.
The maker explains why they built it this way. After selling past one company, white label requests kept appearing as deal requirements, and doing that work by hand doesn't survive self-serve sign-up. Pricing is free for 1,000 brands a month with no card. Then Starter is $49 a month for 15,000 credits, and Pro is $149 for 60,000, with one credit equal to one brand.
Interesting detail. Pending checks, unsuccessful results, and logo delivery don't consume credits, and this uses the same credit pool as HerMy's other endpoints, so there's no separate brand plan. Built-in guardrails restrict customer branding to things like the logo, company name, primary actions, and selected navigation, while errors, warnings, destructive actions, semantic data colors, body text, code, API keys, layout, type, and behavior stay fixed. The maker also reports running 100 previously unseen domains and getting zero wrong companies, though that's their own self-reported figure.
Lifelong, from a launch post on Product Hunt, is a family health app built around the household rather than the individual. It keeps records, medications, symptoms, appointments, activity, and sleep organized by person, and it connects Apple Health, Apple Watch, Aura, and other supported wearables.
There's also Allo, an in-app AI companion that logs updates, answers questions about stored health information, and can turn a photo or PDF of a result into a saved record. Users can prepare questions before a consultation and, with consent, record the visit and keep the write-up, next steps, and care plan together.
The maker positions the difference from existing options as household design. Most health apps are built around one person, while Lifelong is for families to use together, not for one person to monitor everyone else. And it doesn't diagnose or prescribe. Their stated motivation? When the founder's grandfather could no longer walk, the founder's father removed two walls in the family home so a hospital bed could fit and a wheelchair could reach the bathroom, because the care system stopped at the front door.
On availability, Lifelong is iPhone only, free with in-app purchases from developer Ahana Studios Limited, rated 13 and up, and not verified for macOS. One Lifelong Plus membership covers everyone invited with a 14-day free trial. The maker claims data is encrypted and never sold.
So today we looked at a lot. xAI's Grok 4.6, which arrived back in August with a focus on long-running agents and ambitious visual and interactive work. And Nobody Who, the open source engine that runs models fully on device across six different frameworks.
Both point in the same direction, honestly. models that can carry on complex work and run right where you are.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.